Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. Greetings, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we listen to music by American composers who look back to the Renaissance. It's never too late to be early, is what we call this week's program. March is Early Music Month. To mark the occasion, we have three works by contemporary American composers, that is to say, composers who lived and worked within the last half century or so, that hark back to the music of the 15th and 16th centuries. Let's begin with William Kraft, born in Chicago in 1923. He served as percussionist and timpanist with the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. He later became its first composer in residence. He also served as regular guest conductor and assistant conductor for several seasons. He began teaching at the University of California, beginning in 1991. Here from 1989 is a work he composed for the Boston Pops called Vintage Renaissance. The work incorporates two Renaissance melodies, Danza by Francesco della Torre, and an anonymous brawl. In this performance, we hear the Czech Philharmonic Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Paul Polivnik. Vintage Renaissance by William Kraft. Thank you. music dating from 1989 by William Kraft. That was called Vintage Renaissance. We've heard the Czech Philharmonic Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Paul Polivnik. Our next composer influenced by music of the Renaissance is George Frederick MacKay, who lived from 1899 to 1970. The so-called Dean of Northwest Composers, MacKay founded the Composition Department at the University of Washington, where he taught for more than 40 years. This is MacKay's Suite on 16th Century Hymn Tunes, the hymn tunes originally composed by Louis Bourgeois. The Protestant doxology, known as the Old 100th, is attributed to him. This was written for organ in 1945, and shortly thereafter arranged for string orchestra. MacKay transcribed it for double string orchestra in 1962. In this performance, we hear the National Radio Symphony Orchestra of Ukraine, conducted by John McLaughlin Williams. The Suite on 16th Century Hymn Tunes by George Frederick MacKay.
Thank you.
Music originally composed for the organ in 1945, transcribed here for double string orchestra in 1962. That was a suite on 16th century hymn tunes by the so-called Dean of Northwest Composers, George Frederick MacKay. the original tunes by the French composer Louis Bourgeois, the National Radio Symphony Orchestra of Ukraine, was conducted by John McLaughlin Williams. American composers look back to the Renaissance this week. March is Early Music Month. It's never too late to be early. You're listening to The Lost Chord. Lukas Voss was born in Germany in 1922. He soon revealed himself to be a child prodigy, who would later blossom into a formidable composer, pianist, and conductor. He moved with his family to Paris in 1933, and then the U.S. in 1937. He became a U.S. citizen in 1942. In 1953, he filled the music professorship left vacant by Arnold Schoenberg at the time of his death at UCLA. He became music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic from 1963 to 1970, then the Brooklyn Philharmonic from 1971 to 1988. Later, he conducted the Milwaukee Symphony from 1981 to 1986. From 1991, he taught at Boston University. His Renaissance Concerto was composed in 1986. It falls into four movements, Entrata, then Baroque Interlude on a theme of Rameau, followed by a recitative after Monteverdi, and finally Jouissance after a 1612 madrigal by a composer by the name of David Melville. In this performance, we hear flutist Carol Winsence and the Brooklyn Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by the composer. Here's the Renaissance Concerto by Lukas Voss.
Thank you.
music dating from 1986 by Lucas Foss. That was his Renaissance Concerto. Flutist Carol Wincents was the soloist, and the Brooklyn Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted by the composer. And with the Renaissance Concerto by Lucas Foss, we come to the conclusion of this week's program. American composers looking back to the Renaissance, being that March is Early Music Month. It's never too late to be early. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network.